If you ask soldiers whether they like battle or war, if they're amongst themselves, they will typically say yes, unequivocally. But they're not answering to what people think. They're not talking about the fighting. They're not talking about the death or the injuries. They're talking about this very intense experience with people upon you whom you are very dependent, and doing something that just seems supremely important. And that creates this bond that people have spoken about and written about. But it's hard to completely convey it because it is just so rewarding is the word I get. It just feels so good to be a part of it. First off, if you compare it to an experience, maybe putting your program together where it's difficult and everybody's got to do their part and somebody throws a ball up in the air and you have to know someone else is going to catch it. There's that feeling. Think of a startup. I spend some time with startup companies. They've all got their hands on the oars. They're all pulling hard and they all have this sense that if they don't do it, the boat will sink. It's a feeling like that. It is tied also to this higher purpose, because military people can always step back and say it's a national mission. But I think that's overblown sometimes, because in reality, we've had some pretty conflicted national missions. People could have very different feelings about the war in Vietnam or Afghanistan or Iraq. There can be deep frustrations with national policy. So what I've found is within the military units, you're working very hard to accomplish that mission, but you don't talk about that mission a lot. That's not what everybody says. We have got to make Iraq a safe and stable place. You know that's what you're doing, but you break it down into smaller, more understandable, more tangible. I'm going to make this neighborhood safe so that the Iraqis that I see every day can go to work, so they can shop, they can live without getting killed. Suddenly that becomes understandable. And if you're just on the battlefield, you hear left and right, you say, if I don't do my part, my comrades will suffer. And so you separate yourself from a national policy idea, and you focus very much on those people things that are just closer to the heart.